1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Anyway, as I said, I was coming up from Pico, something like that. I'm coming over the 405 there. There was a motorcycle accident in the fast lane. Left two lanes closed down, and it took an hour to get from Pico to Ventura Boulevard. Ted, you were in the same were you in the same traffic?
Oh, I was in the same traffic, all right, Phil. I was but I didn't have the same I could tell you I didn't have exactly the same experience that you did, and one of the reasons is that I don't think I've ever been pulled over for driving on the shoulder. And
you drive on the shoulder.
I do it all the time. And what happened to me today was I got pulled over, and I'm having a real problem. It's a bit of a dilemma in trying to decide whether I ought to have somebody lose their job or not. That's how I'm feeling about it right now.
You've driven on the shoulder and only today got a ticket.
Look, I believe I've never gotten a ticket because most cops, I drive on the shoulder because I want to go from point A to point B. And
you're driving around the traffic on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's what
I'm just trying to get people to understand what we mean by driving on the shoulder. You, when there's a traffic jam, you're going up on the side of the road and going around traffic.
That is correct, yes.
And yet you've never gotten a ticket.
Until today. And I believe I've never gotten a ticket because I think most cops, I think they get a little intimidated when they know somebody's driving a car that may contain somebody who knows some of the higher-ups of the police department. And I think that's understandable. At the end of the day, a guy's got to work. And I will say this, I do have some friends at City Hall. I went out of my way to get a license plate that says, has my name on it. The plate says I'm Ted Bell, so the police would know maybe to back off. I also have a candy apple red BMW convertible. The plates say I'm Ted Bell. The car is very identifiable. But driving on the shoulder of the freeway during a traffic jam, is... It's something I need to do. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you know something, Ted? It's something I need to do, too, man.
Phil, I'm Ted Bell. There are things that I need to do, places I need to go.
I needed to get to work. I was a half an hour late coming to work today because of this falderall that I was involved in down on the west side, okay? So I needed to get to work.
What time did you get to work?
Well, I got here at like 1:30. I'm usually here by like noon or something, man.
But you got there plenty of time for your show to start.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Ted Bell.
And I know you're Ted Bell.
I don't get pulled over for driving on the shoulder. Do you understand this? Today was the first day. Today was...
How often have you been driving on the shoulder around traffic jams?
As long as I've been in business. As long as I've owned Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, which is a prominent steakhouse, it is a prominent establishment, there are a lot of very, very important people that go to that steakhouse. And I got a cop giving me a ticket for driving on the shoulder? Now
you're violating the law, Ted.
Phil, I understand that.
You're violating the law, and the police officer gave you a ticket, and just because your license plate says I'm Ted Bell, or because you got a candy apple red BMW convertible.
And you're making fun of that. You want to know how much that car's worth? My car is worth more than your whole house. So I would be very, very careful of what I say about somebody's automobile.
All right. Well, Mitch, you're violating the law.
All right, I'm violating the law. I'm not saying I should get away with everything. I understand the police should ticket me. What I am saying is I'm Ted Bell. I own a very prominent steakhouse in Beverly Hills. I do a lot of business with independent producers. And all of a sudden, this cop pulls me over, and I asked him if he knew I was Ted Bell, and he answers something really... smart, and I guess you'll think it's funny. He says, yes, sir, it's right on your license plate.
Well, maybe the guy had never heard of you.
Mister, I'm Ted Bell, and if a cop's never heard of me, let me just say this. I know people at City Hall. I don't want a man to lose his job, but because of being pulled over today for driving on the shoulder, I missed a very important meeting with a couple of investors who had flown here overnight from Hong Kong. Okay?
Ted, if you're going to drive on the shoulder of a road, I think you are taking a bit of a risk just assuming because you're Ted Bell, a cop isn't going to pull you over.
Well, if you see the name I'm Ted Bell on a license plate, that is fair warning that I know people at City Hall. And what I'm going through right now is whether I ought to call some people and have a certain police officer fired. I'm seriously...
It sounds to me like you want to have this cop fired.
No, I don't. I got home. I realized that part of being in power and being in a position that I'm in is not to have somebody fired. It's like what Schindler said to the German. You remember what he said? Having power means you don't necessarily have to execute somebody. Having power means you don't necessarily have to have a cop fired. I'm Ted Bell. I have, fortunately, because of my father's hard work and my hard work, I'm in a position where I can decide whether this police officer has a job or not.
I doubt very much whether you have that kind of juice, man.
Phil, I'm Ted Bell.
No, just hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, he's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, which, by the way, I was in the other night, and I had with my friend DJ, we had a porterhouse steak. I think he had something like a Pasadena pepper steak. It was fantastic. It's a great steakhouse, but just because he's got a license plate that says, essentially, Ted, if you're there...
right here, Bill.
You're telling me that you don't get tickets for driving on the shoulder.
I have never gotten a ticket for driving on the shoulder. I drive on the shoulder all the time.
Wow.
That's right. So what, you think I'm making this up?
No, I don't think you're making it up. That's one of the things that I would never have the guts to do.
Right.
I would never go on the shoulder and drive. God knows there have been times when the traffic has been so backed up, I wanted to get on the shoulder.
You just want to get on there and you want to floor it, don't you? You just want to zip down. And let me tell you something. The beautiful thing about driving on the shoulder, it's your own lane. There's nobody in front of you. You are in your own lane.
What if someone is pulled off and has a flat tire on the shoulder?
Well, then you put your left turn signal on and you go back in. Or you're right, whichever shoulder you're on, then you...
And you don't find people so resentful of the fact that you've been driving on the shoulder, they won't let you back in?
Oh, they'll let me back in, because the license plate says who I am. I'm Ted Bell. The candy apple red BMW, they'll let you in, believe me. I'm Ted. They see that plate, and you can see the cars in my rearview mirror. They begin to recede, just drop off as they let me in.
I don't believe it, man.
You don't have to believe me, Phil. I've never gotten a ticket for driving on a shoulder.
Then why did this cop ticket you today?
I'm Ted Bell.
I know you're Ted Bell, but why did this cop ticket you for driving on the shoulder today?
I think he's a stupid cop. I don't think he understands what it means to ticket Ted Bell. I think once he has ticketed Ted Bell and he gets a call from a superior and has to go in and talk to a superior about why he ticketed Ted Bell, he's going to realize that ticketing Ted Bell was a mistake. You see, sometimes it's fun to know you can have a man's job, okay? It's fun to know that you can have a man fired.
Why is that fun?
It's not that I want to see the guy out of work. It's just fun. It's a rush, like, and I've never done cocaine, but I understand it's quite a rush. And it would be a lot of fun just to do cocaine, but since I don't,
So the rush of having a man fired...
Knowing you can have a man fired. It's a kick. But I'm Ted Bell, and I don't necessarily do that.
Well, you say you're having some tussle with your conscience about whether you're going to have the guy fired or not. May I help you out with that decision?
Well, you're going to tell me you don't have the guy fired.
Yeah, I would say he's a police officer doing the best that he can, okay? Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Just a comment to I am Ted Bell.
My name's Ted Bell, sir.
Or Ted Bell, sorry.
Right.
The fact that you are
you
not
being,
the
are you,
police...
What do you mean, I am Ted Bell?
That was your license plate, I believe that was.
That's my that's not my name. Do you know the difference between I am and a guy's name?
Okay, well, let's just get to the point.
You got that, right?
You're kind of a narcissist there, buddy.
My name is not I am Ted Bell.
He understands that.
Well, I understand.
That's not
that.
What he said.
Mr. Bell, or whatever
what
your name is. I think what you've got confused is that you having somebody fired for doing their job is an abuse of power on your part.
I've never gotten a ticket for driving on the shoulder.
The fact that the policeman was doing his job, and you think that you can get him fired. First of all, if
no,
he was
I know he's doing it. That's one of the reasons.
Because of whatever you've done, he could probably take the city to court.
Ted Bell's not going to have him fired, I don't think.
Well, Ted Bell's thinking, the fact that he would even think about
Ted
having
Bell
somebody fired
about
doing
it,
the job is actually
Ted Bell
morally
might
wrong.
But I'll tell you something, if I get enough calls like yours trying to piss me off, I may have him fired.
Well, all right, now
you?
This guy
who
is,
are you to
this guy,
I'm Ted Bell, I own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, one of the most prominent steakhouses.
What kind of contributing member, is that your dad's steakhouse?
Contributing member, that happens to be a steakhouse, I inherited it from my father, but I've been running it for the last 22 years. The taxes that we put into the city are considerable. The people that we employ, considerable. If you don't know how business works, that's how it works, Jim. All right, so I'm Ted Bell, and if you want that cop to keep his job, don't bug me. You got
so,
it? Do you have it?
You want to stake us. You think you have power to wield to get a policeman
you're pissing
fired.
Me out. You want this cop? You want
I don't really
guy,
care if I'm pissing you off, pal.
You want the guy fired.
Who are you?
I'm Ted Bell.
You're Ted Bell.
That's right.
You're a restaurateur.
I have a restaurant.
Got the risk in his life every day.
That's right. What about the cop? What about the cop who's
about to get him fired for you
I'm
driving
not
like
have,
an idiot?
I'm not going to have him fired.
Well, if I piss you off, you're going to get him fired.
That's
who
right.
Are you?
You're starting to piss me off.
Who
am I? I'm Ted Bell.
You off, buddy.
Let me ask you something.
You're just a restaurateur. You're nobody.
I happen to be one of the biggest steakhouses.
Pal.
All right. See, now you want the cop fired. Okay.
Don't be.
I want to know who that cop is so I can get him a lawyer.
Oh, right.
Sue
yeah.
Your ass and sue the city.
Oh, you're going to hire a lawyer for this cop?
Ted Bell. Stand in line.
Why would you hire a lawyer for the cop when Ted Bell will let him keep his job?
Ted Bell.
Yeah, Ted Bell. Ted Bell.
Yeah, I know. I know you keep saying that.
I've explained who I am.
He's doing his job, risking his life for the city.
Let me ask you, how is he risking his life giving me a ticket for driving on the shoulder?
What do you think he does every day? Every day he pulls somebody over, some clown could be in that car, turn around and shoot him.
Guess what? It was his lucky day.
Broken into, who's the first person you're calling? That cop comes over there and saves your butt? Who's
Save
the first
me.
Person you're calling? You're calling the police.
Well, no,
cop,
that's not the cop. The cop was Highway Patrol. I call a city cop.
Well, what difference does it make, okay?
On the highway. You get your car breaks down the highway. You got somebody
Jim,
come up to mug you.
Let me tell you something. The only guy who could afford to hire this guy a lawyer is me. I'm Ted Bell. I don't even think you've got a two nickels to rub together,
who
okay?
I, am, pal.
I don't
you
think
no
you got
idea who I am.
If
but
you
I'm
knew who I was,
do
you know who I am? You know who I am? You know I'm Ted Bell. You know
I don't even know who Ted Bell is.
You don't know. Okay. That's your.
I've never been to your steakhouse. I could give it. And quite frankly, I would never go to your steakhouse.
I can tell you this right. You know
you're
something? All right, you're 86. You're 86. You don't get in.
I'm 86. Well, you're breaking my heart. Like,
have you ever had a Ted Bell steak in your mouth?
I don't want a Ted Bell steak in my mouth, pal. It'd probably make me sick.
All right.
I want to know who this guy is. I'm not letting him in the restaurant.
He's not going to be in your restaurant. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, who owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, apparently got a ticket today for driving on the shoulder of the freeway to get around a traffic jam. Now, as you know, that's illegal. He got the ticket. He is so incensed that the cop didn't recognize his license plate that says, I'm Ted Bell, and the candy apple red BMW convertible that he drives, that he is considering having this officer fired because he knows people at City Hall. Now, he just said, and Mike, remind Ted that he just said that the essence of power is sometimes saving someone's job or saving someone's life, not necessarily having them fired. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
And now, Bill Hendry.
Have you ever driven on the... put Ted on hold for just a second. Have you ever driven on the shoulder of the freeway during a traffic jam? I'm sure it's the fantasy of most of it. It's my fantasy to just go right out onto that shoulder and just sail right down the shoulder of the freeway and get around all that traffic. Ted Bell says he does it regularly. Ted is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. He says he's done it regularly without so much as getting one ticket until today during the traffic backup on the 405, and you are now considering having the cop who gave you that ticket fired, Ted. And I think a lot of people, just because you say you're Ted Bell, and...
Bill, can I just jump in? I know I'm Ted Bell. I do own Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, and I do employ a lot of people. I'm not saying I want to have that police officer fired. What I would like to propose is some kind of a structure or configuration whereby the police officer can apologize or acknowledge that he overstepped his bound in giving Ted Bell a ticket.
But you're going to have to go a long way in convincing me and everybody else, not to mention the cop, that he's got to apologize for doing his job. And
I'm not talking about killing somebody here, Phil.
No, you're not talking about killing somebody. You're talking about a violation of the traffic code, driving on the shoulder, okay?
I'm Ted Bell, and I'm a...
You got it on your license plate, dude. We know that you're Ted Bell, okay?
I'm just saying that Ted Bell doesn't want this guy to lose his job if the guy apologized to Ted Bell.
Let me go over to Dana on the Phil Henry Show. Dana?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to get in a shouting match with this jerk, but I...
I'm a jerk now.
Look, listen to me, Mr. Bell.
I'm a jerk who wants to save a guy's job.
Will you listen to me?
Yeah, you call me a jerk and you want me to listen to you. All right, go ahead,
What I'd like to propose is I will represent the cop absolutely free. I'm a trial lawyer in Houston, Texas, and I drive a convertible Dove Gray 2001 convertible. Okay, but I don't think...
I have a candy apple red.
Yeah, I don't think I'm Ted Bell, but let me tell you.
Well, you're not Ted Bell.
I'm a trial lawyer in Houston, and I propose you go ahead and fire the guy.
You're a trial lawyer in Houston.
And I will have him owning your restaurant in about 6 months.
Yeah. Ted Bell was insulted. You insulted Ted Bell. Ted Bell never said anything, and now you're saying that Ted Bell's going to lose his restaurant.
I'll take it from him.
You're going to take it from Ted Bell?
Yeah.
Let's, for the record, we're talking about you, right, Ted?
Yes. I'm Ted Bell.
Okay. What's your response to this guy suing?
You know, first of all, how are you going to sue me? How are you going to prove that I had anything to do with the guy losing his job?
Believe me, I'm on the air here talking about it. There's nothing wrong with complaining about someone's work performance.
Nothing at all.
You're not complaining. You said you would have him fired.
Nothing wrong with complaining about someone's work performance.
Hey, you did say
that you would have him fired.
Please do it, sir. Please.
Well, how are you going to prove it was me?
Just give me the opportunity, jerkwad.
Well, I'll tell you what. Business must be slow there, Dana, for you to take on some pro bono job for some cop who should have known I was Ted Bell and didn't know I was Ted Bell. Now you want to take on Ted Bell in court?
No. No, I have plenty of work, Mr. Bell.
Well, then how are you going to sue Ted Bell?
All right, thank you, Dana. There's an attorney threatening to sue you. How's he going to sue Ted Bell? He'll take Ted Bell. We're talking about you. He's going to take you to court, okay?
I don't understand how a guy... This cop should thank Ted Bell for maybe not having him fired, and this guy wants to take Ted Bell to court.
He's going to give the guy, you know, whatever, man. He's going to, like, pro bono it. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Sell people steak. You think that you're above the law?
I sell people what, darling?
Steak. You think?
What's a steak?
You sell people food. I don't know what the hell you sell.
I sell them prime rib, USDA choice, beautiful steaks.
Oh,
we got a marvelous slow roasted all day prime rib.
So that makes you above the law?
No, it does not make me. I'm Ted Bell.
Well, that's what you're saying.
I'm Ted Bell.
We know you're Ted Bell.
You know who Ted Bell is? Have you been to
Frankly,
Ted's in Beverly? Have
you, me, I wouldn't go to your establishment.
You know what
no
I'm going to do for you, Sarah? I want
Bell
you
is.
To come in on me. You're going to get
I'll
yourself
take
a steak.
Pass.
You get yourself a steak
I
and a baked potato tree.
I'm starved to death before I ate what you served me.
Do you ever use butter in a restaurant that comes in a little tinfoil wrapping?
Ted.
Do you ever use butter in a restaurant that comes in a tinfoil wrapping?
Ted, that has nothing
yes or
to
no.
do with anything. You
All
broke
right.
the law.
This girl doesn't want to talk to you. Here is Sean on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Sean. Hello, Ted.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to mention that I'm not really...
Let me ask you, have you ever used
First
butter
all,
wrapped in tinfoil?
You haven't let a single
person
talk without interrupting
That's
them.
Right. And let's just say that we've all used butter wrapped in tinfoil.
That was developed at Ted's Beverly Hills.
The little pads of butter wrapped
That's
in tinfoil.
That's right.
I'm not interested in your restaurant. I'm interested in the point that you think you own the road and you can drive wherever you want.
No, sir.
Just because you are an influential businessman in your community.
No, I don't believe that. I believe that I'm subject to certain traffic laws. I think driving on the shoulder, I've never had a ticket for. I'm Ted Bell.
Who cares that you never got a ticket? It's
all right.
illegal.
Sean, hold the line. We're going to bring you back right after our break, all right?
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm R.C. Collins, and the character played of the name of Ted Bell is being played by Phil Hendry. You probably didn't even know it either.
1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is with us. Got a ticket for driving on the shoulder of the freeway today during a traffic jam and is incensed because you've never gotten a ticket for driving on the shoulder. And whether or not you've gotten a ticket before or not, you were breaking the law, but you just don't seem to get that.
No, what people don't seem to get, Phil, is that I'm Ted Bell.
Everybody knows that you're Ted Bell. Everybody knows that you got it on your license plate. Everyone knows that you drive a candy apple red BMW with the license plate, I'm Ted Bell. A cop is supposed to see that, and what?
I would think that a police officer, as have most police officers that I've come in contact with, would see the candy apple red BMW, the I'm Ted Bell license plate, and recognize that it is not worth it pulling me over for a traffic infraction when, point of fact, I am doing the business of the city, the very valuable business of the city. Now, I want to say something right here, Phil. I am not here to try to get anybody fired. What I want to do is if the cop who gave me the ticket would drop it, or if any police officer will meet me at my restaurant within 30 minutes and sign off on the ticket, I will donate $100 worth of baked potatoes and $100 worth of pre-wrapped foil-wrapped butter pads to the policeman's ball.
And $100?
Those are $100 worth of baked potatoes wrapped in foil to the policeman's ball.
$100 worth of baked potatoes and $100 worth of butter.
That is right. To the policeman's ball, if the police officer will sign off on the ticket. Because I seriously don't like people calling Ted Bell narcissistic. I don't like people calling Ted Bell self-aggrandizing. I think Ted Bell is a lot better person than that. You laugh? $100 worth of baked potatoes, okay?
Well, I doubt if any cop is going to be able to. All right, Sean, go ahead.
I heard that last offer. That sounds like a bribe to me.
A bribe?
Yeah.
To the policeman's ball? Not an individual. They're not giving this to any individual police officer.
Well, my point, Ted, is that you think your status in society is higher than the policeman, and you don't think that you should be pulled over because you have important business.
$100 worth of baked potatoes.
I'm not talking about potatoes anymore. There are thousands of people on the road that have important jobs, and they would like to get to where they want to go just as fast as you do. No one should have the right to go into that lane, because if everybody thought like you did, that lane would be filled up, and then there would be no emergency lane, which is what it's intended to be.
Ted Bell recognizes that. That's why Ted Bell is the only one who does use that shoulder.
What?
And Ted Bell recognizes what you're talking about. That's why Ted Bell's the only one who uses
the shoulder. Why do you think you're so special that you get to drive on it?
Apparently, Ted Bell must be special because Ted Bell has never been ticketed for driving on it until today.
Thousands of people may have jaywalked. They don't get tickets. Just because you don't get caught doesn't mean it's illegal.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Your name is Sean, correct?
That's correct.
You're going to blow $100 worth of foil-wrapped butter pads and $100 worth of foil-wrapped baked potatoes for these police officers.
If I know any cop, they're not going to want to eat your potatoes because of the comments that you've
made. Well, I can tell you right now. I said it to the other guy. I'll say it to you. You guys are tightening my jaws, and I will pull back the butter-wrapped, the foil-wrapped butter pad offer.
You know, I think if there's policemen listening, they're going to be as incensed as me, and I think most of the people that are listening to this. I would look for your candy red BMW and pull you over on purpose just because.
And they blow the baked and they'll blow the baked potato offer.
I don't think they'll really care, Ted. I really don't.
Okay, see that insults me because that's what I do for. I bake a mean potato, and the stuffed potato skin.
Look at the cops. Don't care whether you're gonna get the foil wrapped potato or not. Okay. All they care about is doing their jobs. They're going to lose their gigs for not doing their jobs. That's what you got to understand. Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Listen, Ted, that is a bribe, no matter who you're giving it to. Number two.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you a police officer?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
my cousin
okay.
Is.
Thank you. There
my
you go.
My cousin
yeah,
is. That,
your cousin is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, then have your cousin call.
She wouldn't even waste the effort on an arrogant ass like you.
Oh, well, then she blows the offer of baked potatoes for everyone at the policeman's ball, and that's $100 worth of baked potatoes. along with the butter pads, the serrated steak knives.
Okay. Ted.
All right, thanks, Mike. Here is, or whatever his name was. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Ted, I'm not going to insult you, but let me say my piece, all right? Ted, I am a firefighter in San Antonio, and I drive emergency vehicles, okay? The breakdown lane...
You don't sound like you're from Texas.
Wait a minute. I'm from Texas, like I said.
No, you're from Texas. How come you got a Boston accent?
I do have a Boston accent. Let me finish.
Why do you have a Boston accent?
Because I was born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, Boston, Massachusetts.
Right.
All right. Because there's
a
Boston right? Bay in Jamaica.
Well, okay. Obviously he ain't Jamaican.
I don't know.
Let me finish, Ted. All right?
Is this going to take long, Mike?
What?
If it's going to take, I'm going to sit down and have some dinner while you're talking. Will you mind?
Hey, Ted, you know, I'm just going to talk over you, all right?
Go ahead.
Ted,
I'm just going to have I'm gonna have some baked potato here.
Okay? The breakdown lane is for emergencies and breakdowns.
Oh, that's good.
Emergency vehicles need to go through there. If you would cause an accident or you impeded my traffic, I would report your candy apple red BMW and have you given a ticket. And if you fought me, I would be standing right up to you. And if you got my job, it would be all over the world that Ted has a firefighter fight because he's doing his job. Mind you, we're on our way.
You fight me all over the world.
I thought your house. Okay?
You caught,
what do you say to that, Ted?
You'd fight me all over the world, huh?
I sure would, Ted.
So if I showed up driving on the freeway shoulder in Moscow, you'd be there.
Oh, I'd be there in a minute, Ted.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Well, guess what? You don't get to eat at my restaurant.
Ted, I wouldn't eat at your restaurant.
Yes, you would.
If you paid
yes, you
me.
Would. Yes, you would have.
No, no, I wouldn't, Ted.
Yes,
I
you would
see
have.
Better state. Ted, I see
Ted's
better steakhouses in Boston.
Steve, Boston doesn't know what steak is.
Yeah, okay.
They think it's
yeah,
something you put
right.
through a vampire's heart.
Yeah, okay.
What we
Ted.
Do here in Ted's of Beverly Hills is we make. You've never had any meat in your mouth like Ted's.
Yeah, okay, Ted.
All right. Yeah, great. 1-800-449-8686. What's the future hold for Ted Bell now with regard to this?
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. We've got exactly 19 minutes before my restaurant opens for dinner, and I'll meet any police officer at my restaurant who will sign off on this ticket, $100 worth of baked potatoes, the butter pads, and you know what I'll do is I'll throw in, oh, I don't know, I'll throw in something, Sweet and Lows. I tell you what, I'll throw in some about $100 worth of Sweet and Lows. If you meet me at my... But I'm going to tell you, you're going to blow it if you're not there within 19 minutes.
All right, let's go with Sweet and Low.
That's right. The butter pad, the Sweet and Low, the baked potato, and some grenadine for some Shirley Temples for the kids.
1-800-449-8686.
I'll write him a ticket. Let him see if he can take my job.
Well, I don't go to Houston, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
all right, so I guess you're out of luck there, Alan, okay?
Yeah, well,
thanks
no matter who you are, it doesn't give you the right to drive on the side of the road.
Okay,
you're still
great.
Violating the law. You're not going to be able to get anybody's police officer's job for doing
well,
this job.
Well, I don't know that you know that, Alan. You just stick to being a cop. I'll be Ted Bell, okay? You're Alan the cop. I'm Ted Bell.
Yeah, you're pretty annoying, too, this third-person crap, referring to yourself as Ted Bell.
What's wrong with that?
Everybody knows who you are.
Okay, but Ted Bell refers to Ted Bell as Ted
yeah,
Bell.
Yeah, well, have you ever heard of saying I... Instead of Ted Bell this, Ted Bell that.
Robert Dole did it.
Well, he's an idiot, too.
Robert Dole is an idiot?
Yeah.
Well, he elevated himself to the level of vice president of this country, Alan, so I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, and you cook baked potatoes, so you're comparing yourself to a president? Is that the deal?
I would say that Ted's of Beverly Hills serves a service that, let me tell you something, I've had presidents eaten in Ted Bell's restaurant.
Well, I can tell you right now, you haven't had a real steak till you come to Texas.
Have you ever had a president eat steak at your house? Ted Bell has had a president eat steak at Ted Bell's.
So that means you can drive on the shoulder when
it's you know who owns
off.
Ted Bell's?
Have I ever been to Ted Bell's?
Yeah.
No,
have you been
I never
to Ted Bell?
There.
Do you know who owns Ted Bell?
I don't care.
Ted Bell.
I don't
care.
That's
kind of an elementary question.
Would you knock it off? Who owns Ted Bell? Ted Bell. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Thank you very much, and welcome back to our program. I have a... I've got a special announcement to make. I know that what I'm about to say could very well get me fired. I know that what I'm going to say could very well turn public opinion against me, and yet I need to say it. I think it needs to be said. Now, I respect all of you, and I value more than you'll ever know your patronage of this radio show and this radio station. But I have to say this because it's important to speak your mind when you're given the First Amendment license that I've been given. Now, we all have the right to free speech, but few of us have a radio show in which they can exercise that right. I take it seriously. My name's Phil Hendry, and I take it very seriously. And so at this time, and if there are any children in the room, I would request now that you have the children leave. Please have the children leave. I'll give you 5 seconds, starting now, to get all the kids out of the living room. 3, 2, 1. All right, the children should be cleared out by now. And here is what it is that I have to say. I'm sorry, but I don't think Pamela Anderson is all that hot. Now, I came to that conclusion years ago when I had been at a, well, I was at a picnic, and one of the things that happened to me, I was talking to...
Is this live? Ladies and gentlemen, this is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Program. We were anticipating this would happen. We knew that Mr. Hendry would come on the air and say something controversial. We had no idea, though, that he would flagrantly and disrespectfully abuse the great Miss Pamela Anderson. He was shot and wounded just moments ago by members of our security staff for saying that. And we apologize to Miss Anderson. We know her to be the epitome of beauty and class. Absolutely, without question. Well, maybe not that much class, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Phil Hendry returning. I have been shot and wounded in the leg, but I want to mention at this particular time that I think what Mr. Hall just said about Pamela Anderson not having class was inexcusable. We at the Phil Hendry Show have always believed that Pamela Anderson was classy. I shot and wounded Mr. Hall because of his remarks regarding her. This disregard for Miss Anderson's feelings, we think, intimidates her, and the intimation that she doesn't have class and, well, I don't know about her personal hygiene, though. See, that could be something that might be different. But...
All right, this is David Hall. I have just had Mr. Hendry shot again for saying what he said about her hygiene. I shot him because he said something about her hygiene. I think she smells great. I mean, she's in most places. I mean...
This is Phil Hendry again. To say that she smells great in most places intimates that she doesn't smell great all over. I think she smells great all, well, maybe not all over, because...
Well, if you're going to denigrate me for saying she doesn't smell great all over, then don't say, well, maybe not all over. What, are you talking about that place down there? Oh.
Yeah, maybe I am talking about that place, okay? And another thing,
All right, you're fired. I think...
Well, I quit the job.
I hate... I just got shot, but I hate you in it. Ouch.
By now you ought to be dead. That's 2 gunshots, okay? So, yeah.
Are you dead yet?
No, I'm not. Okay, that hurt.
All right. Now, the other thing I want to... God damn it, you hit me again. Now, one of the people that...
I hate you. you.
I don't know what to do now. I'm Bud Dickman on that Phil Henry show. Mr. Hall, Mr. Henry shot each other bad. Mr. Henry's dead here, and Mr. Hall, I'm very sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Phil Henry's show is dead. And David Hall, everybody dead. I don't know what to do. I can tell you that I think Pamela Anderson is nice, and I've always liked her on Baywatch. And also in a movie she do. And I think it's pretty stupid to say you don't like her because she's pretty. She is pretty on Home Improvement, too. Oh, I don't think she was on that show. You know, the fact is, I'm butchering this so bad. Where's that gun? I'm going to put the barrel in my mouth now. I don't like her either.
I think that Tommy Lee Jones, or whoever that guy was that was married to her, was the luckiest. I said something good about her. Why would you want to shoot me? I said that she was that he was the luckiest.
Just by mentioning her name, you should.
I think that Tommy Lee's the luckiest.
You're not going to get.
I think a lot.
Why won't anybody?
Oh, you want to talk?
You guys can't talk because. I'm...
Well, okay. Please let me leave. Ha ha, you missed me. Ha ha. And that video.
I was the guy that stole that video.
I bought it on eBay.
Oh, that really hurt.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is David Hall, the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Henry Show, to tell you that Barbed Wire was my favorite movie. I have absolutely nothing negative to say about the lady. I do think, though, that Phil Henry owes her a huge apology. Now, I happen to be bleeding from about 12 gunshot wounds right now, so if you'll excuse me, I'll go off and have those wounds dressed. And I believe that VIP deserves an Emmy. I think everything she's ever done is outstanding and the epitome of what should be on television and film. There's only one small problem that I've got with it.